ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live today from the blue suburban of Michael Stevens. It's the Scotty Bart Sports Show alongside the Black Mamba, Scott Weiss. I'm Christian Bartholomew.
Good afternoon, evening, and morning, Jesuit folks, all who are listening. We're headed north right now on Preston on the way to our Mavs game. See Danilo Gallinari drop some three bombs. Let's go Nuggets.
Let's go Rangers.
Last Friday, Jesuit lacrosse took a 13-6 victory against the Highland Park Scots in a real heated matchup that even engendered a few comments from out-of-school citizens.
Several students from ESD, St. Mark's, Parish Fishworth noticed at the game, sporting signs that were, we'll say a little off-color, Scotty.
Interestingly enough, these signs didn't last into the second half as Coach Wunderlich came over and quickly put down the attempts to belittle the Scots.
But surprisingly enough, they did make it a half.
Very impressive, very exciting, awesome show of support from these other schools. Love it when they get out and support the Rangers. But we just want to ask everybody to keep it clean, keep it pretty much G-rated.
The final score being 13-6, Jesuit, big goals from Alex Petzos and
Richie Sapp. Petzos took the faceoff and goes coast to coast, really signifying the entire message of the game. We basically just dominated them thoroughly on both sides of the ball.
Anytime, Scotty, you score more points than the other team,
you win the game.
Exactly. It's Diamond Talk, Jesuit.
Play ball.
In a 9-5A district matchup against Samuel, the Jesuit Rangers win 17-0 off a perfect game by Joe Powell and a home run by none other than first baseman Ben Wright.
Bino!
The ball was estimated to go 425 feet in the air.
Very impressive from Ben Wright, but we've come to expect nothing less.
The team now stands at 21-4 overall, heading into this week's District 9-5A matchup on Friday against W.T. White and leading into the big game at the ballpark in Arlington on Saturday.
Very exciting times. Also, Jesuit won against Samuel 16-0. Another Ben Wright bomb. Grant Hatchman, God, that's just clutch. Sophomore, you get moved up. You rip two doubles off a powerhouse team like Samuel.
Batting 1,000 alongside the likes of Michael Scanlon.
Just unreal performance from Michael Scanlon. One for one on the year. He's leading your Jesuit Rangers. Jeffers Raider also ripped two doubles. But the real story of the game was the man with the golden arm, Nick Jordan.
Some call him the DJ. Some call him the NJ. You know what I call him, Scotty? El Perfecto.
Just an unreal performance from Nick Jordan. He goes out there. He's throwing gas. The breaking ball's working. He looks like Adam Wainwright and Roy Halladay there. The cutter, he's working the inner half of the plate. That two-seam fastball really running away from right-handed batters.
Scotty, I don't know if you heard, but they had to deliver some ice to the game. They had to cool down the baseballs.
Back-to-back perfect games. Nick Jordan and Joe Powell. Really got to love what the Jesuit Ranger pitching staff did. Christian Bartholomew, my friend, you didn't do too bad yourself. An 8-2 victory against Rowlett. Pitched very well.
Congratulations. Defense was solid. Defense was solid behind me. Always has been. Always will be.
Josh Bell, 2-for-3 with two ribbies and a Jeffers Raider double that really broke open the game.
You know, Scott, this team is really coming together this year. Brian Jones, head coach. Sean Gavin, assistant coach. Big Daddy.
Corey Pointer.
Always there.
Can't overlook his presence. But Sean Gavin, with those pep talks out on the mound, you gotta love it.
Gotta love Jesuit baseball.
There's no traffic.
A little bit of grieving this week in the Jesuit community. The victim, Jesuit soccer. The 1-0 loss to Mesquite Horn last Friday really breaks the heart of all your soccer fans out there.
Unfortunately, we just couldn't repeat as state champions. That 1-0 loss to Mesquite Horn, very tough, considering the team that we would play next round. Apparently, the rowdy crowd said that we would have handled them easily.
Scott, you know, I just heard we couldn't catch a break.
It's
what are you
going to
do?
Charlie DeLong really rallied the troops at the right time, but unfortunately they couldn't push across a goal in the late minutes. Injuries, though, they were really hurtful to the team's morale.
Key injury to Eni Bryce.
Yeah, that's tough. Anytime you lose your leading goal scorer, it's going to be tough to get on the board. But
he does try to make an appearance in the game. Got to admire the heart, the courage, the audacity of his plays on the soccer field.
Really nice effort, really nice hustle, but too little too late, unfortunately, for the Jesuit soccer team.
And in conclusion, though, we congratulate you, Jesuit soccer, and Jesuit soccer fans, on a great 2010-2011 season. In tennis news, tennis intern Nick Thompson delivered some key information this week, citing that Jesuit Tennis is now your 9-5A district champions. Jason Clare winning the singles tournament, Austin Jentz placing third, and Max Monahue and Kevin Butkus recording a decisive victory against Nick Erturkener and Nick Thompson in the decisive doubles match final.
They beat themselves.
You know, anytime you're playing yourself for the championship, Scotty, give yourself a pat on the back. Give me some nooks. Give me a high five. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
They were slapping those balls down the line. Tennis team playing great.
And now for this week's hot sports topic. The perfect game, Scotty. Nothing pales in comparison. You only get one once a century or so.
Nick Jordan now joins the likes of Roy Halladay and Kenny Rogers. You know, Nolan Ryan, one of the greatest pitchers ever. 7 no-hitters, 5,000 strikeouts, Ranger legend. No perfect games. Nick Jordan has done something that Nolan Ryan himself hasn't.
Inductively speaking,
he's better than Nolan Ryan.
Exactly. That's my point, Scotty. This kid's got it all. He's got a great arm, a great head, great legs underneath him. He could go really far.
He's the man. The Nick Jordan pitching experience, we're really reaching out to all people, trying to promote that. That's where we were when we were on our hiatus last week. Unfortunately, some of the scouts didn't buy it, but after that perfect game, I think he's made a believer out of everybody.
There's no way you can't look at him and be impressed, Scott.
You've got to love that performance.
He's the pure pinnacle of athleticism.
A perfect game means perfection. He did nothing wrong. That just typifies his life.
The game of baseball is based off failure. If you fail 70% of the time, you're hitting 300, and guess what? You're in the Hall of Fame now if you're in the major leagues. But Nick Jordan
didn't fail.
He's broken the baseball rules. He's had a perfect game.
Everybody builds up
the coach. He's the man.
Everyone's building up these barriers. Nick Jordan's tearing them down. You can't be perfect. Oh, yes, I can. I'm Nick Jordan.
You know what, Scotty? He must be butter. Because he's on a roll.
Yes.
Yes.
Woo.
All right.
And that's going to conclude
this week's
hot sports topic of the week.
This week's athlete of the week is
Pierce Ryan.
Pierce delivered a 4-run homer against Sunset on Tuesday night, also known as the big old grand salami in baseball.
Pierce not known for his power, but he went up there with an approach, a bulldog-like approach. He got a pitch in his wheelhouse, and he turned on it. You put it in my wheelhouse, I'm going to hit a bomb.
A little bit of background information here on Pierce. Senior here at Jesuit, 6 foot, 160.
Solidly built.
Of course. A little pale, but you know what? We can get around that. Doesn't matter. This kid drops bombs left and right. He's your leadoff hitter for your Jesuit Rangers. Gets hits, gets walks, makes plays in the field. Overall, one of the better players in this program.
Reminiscent of a young Ian Kinsler out there.
And that's why we tip our hats to you this week, Pierce Ryan, as Athlete of the Week.
In JBA news, the finals were this week, and we're going to go to our special correspondent, Nick Ackles, for some more news on this. Nick, what do you have for us?
Well, playoffs did not turn out as everyone expected. Powerhouses such as Blake Griffin and company, and even the Philly Fakers, went down early. Surprising team of the week, TBC, also known as The Crew, went on a huge playoff run that no one expected.
Is the B silent?
The B is silent to some. In other news, The Crew went on to the finals where they faced a diverse team, but did not have enough gas to finish strong. They played in a heartbreaking game and lost 19-17.
Preston Martin coming up big with that game-winning shot.
It was an impressive shot indeed, and he felt it afterwards as Nick Dell took his legs out from under him and he hit the ground hard.
Really led by their three-point shooting from James Doogie Big Bird Douglas and Tucker Rice, The Crew just made an incredible run deep into the playoffs and almost captured a championship, much to the chagrin of Commissioner Ken Howell.
Hello, Jesuit Ranger fans. Instead of our interview with the scheduled rowdy crowd, who are a little heartbroken after that loss last week, we've got the next best thing. Michael Stevens and Nick Ackles for a little bit of football insight. Michael, Nick, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Christian?
Great.
How are the Cavs?
And he's not talking about Cleveland.
Classic joke on the Cavs. Michael, take us inside the football locker room. What's going on right now?
Well, we got a lot going on right now. We recently came up with our team motto for the year. It was seize the moment.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, it means to go out there, seize every day, seize every practice, every workout. Take every opportunity you have to get better.
Who is the beautiful mind behind this motto?
One of the big proponents of this motto was Hayden Williams.
Colt?
Oh, yes, Colt Williams, I believe you know him as. Also, we had Brian Buell supported it strongly, and the Army of Martimus.
Classic Army of Martimus. As a Jesuit student and a football aficionado, what are some of your thoughts on the season coming up? What are your projections?
We've had a couple of back-to-back tough seasons. Competition has been pretty tough. We're in a somewhat of an easier district this year. But I have a feeling the competition is still going to be pretty challenging, and we have a lot of room to improve. But I do have some high expectations. I'm hoping that our football star and running back sensation, Christian Franz, can lead the team to a couple victories. Also, stud defensive ends, Hayden Williams and J.D. Wagner.
Train wreck!
It doesn't get much scarier than that. You add a coup de S into the middle of that, and I mean,
Have a season projection for wins?
You're really putting me on the spot there, Christian. My heart's telling me, you know, like
12 and 0.
But my brain is telling me 12-0, baby. 12-0. You heard it here first. The Jesuit Rangers football team undefeated.
Now, is that going to include a state run?
You bet it is.
So you're projecting the Jesuit Rangers to win state in football?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to. There's really no other way around it.
One of the brilliant sports minds of our century, Nick Ackles. You heard it here first on the Scotty Bart Sports Show. Thanks so much for coming on today.
It's been an honor, sir.
And now, Jesuit, here's your upcoming schedule for sporting events. Your Varsity Rangers baseball team takes on W.T. White Friday at Jesuit. Leading up to the big game Saturday at the ballpark in Arlington against Waco Midland. Big game, Scotty. I want all the fans to be out there. 4 o'clock tailgate. Free wings provided by Buffalo Wild Wings. Get there early. Get out.
Typical B-Dubs sponsor on that one. You gotta love it. Jesuit Lacrosse will take on Plano Thursday. That should be an interesting game, coming off that big win against Highland Park. Let's see if Lax can continue their strong push.
State run.
Nico Esteve bringing up the rear on the defense. Number 30. Let's see if he can keep up his stellar defense.
30-30-30. Well, Jesuit, it's been another great week here for the Scotty Bart Sports Show. As Christian Bartholomew, alongside Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
It's been great.
Thanks, Jesuit. Scott Weiss alongside Mr. Christmas Hams. You stay careful out there, folks.
Sun's out, guns out, Jesuit.